With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump continues to express frustration that Putin-Zelensky talks haven't yet been scheduled. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is following the story.
Several days after announcing he had begun making arrangements for Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky to meet, the president is unhappy with the pace of peace efforts.
I think over the next 2 weeks, we're going to find out which way it's going to go, and I better be very happy.
On Friday, Russia's top diplomat made clear that Putin won't sit down with Zelensky until Ukraine agrees to certain concessions. Greg Clugston, The White House.
There's been a high-level military firing in the Trump administration.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has fired a general whose agency's initial intelligence assessment of damage to Iranian nuclear sites from U.S. strikes angered President Donald Trump. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz will no longer serve as head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. The firing is the latest upheaval in the U.S. military and intelligence agencies and comes a few months after details of a preliminary assessment of the U.S. strike on Iran were leaked to the media. That assessment found that Iran's nuclear program had only been set back by a few months. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Eric and Lyle Menendez have both been denied parole by a California board after decades in prison for killing their parents in 1989 at their Beverly Hills mansion. During 2 days of hearings, the brothers were questioned by panels of two commissioners and asked to speak with complete candor on the abuse they suffered in childhood, their mindsets leading up to the murders, and various prison transgressions. A bus carrying a junior high football team to a game crashed early Saturday north of Pittsburgh, sending 21 of the 28 people on board to the hospital. 25 students and three adults were headed to a game in nearby Gibsonia. This is SRN News. A new British pornography law is working. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
In July, the government began making online pornographers verify that a potential customer is 18 years old before allowing him access. As a result, traffic on Pornhub, the biggest pornography site in the world, has dropped by nearly half in the United Kingdom. Critics of the industry say this decline in usage demonstrates that a tremendous number of children were visiting Pornhub in violation of the law before the new statute went into effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Being a Christian in Somalia can cost you your life, but ministries based in the West are doing what they can to sustain secret believers. International Christian Concern is increasing its connection with such people in Somalia, reporting that underground church leaders in Mogadishu confirm the existence of more than 1,500 hidden believers, many of whom are converts from Islam. Conversion is viewed as an act of betrayal by both militant groups. This is SRN News. Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says it's not surprising that another major corporation has decided to get out of California and in to Tennessee.
In-N-Out Burger decides to relocate the headquarters, as their owners just announced recently, to Tennessee, a state that we've talked about for many years at ALEC, a state that's moved up in rich states, poor states to number two, second best for economic outlook, while California's perennially in the bottom five.
Williams says it all traces back to California's excessive spending and high taxes, and that's no surprise that another major corporation, In-N-Out Burger, has decided to relocate its headquarters from California to Tennessee.
It's not a head-scratcher. This is a proof is in the pudding case in point, but yet another business leaving the former Golden State for better, more rational, common-sense public policy in a state like Tennessee.
Williams was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more details at srnnews.com.